Gee, they got a doorman in the joint. All dressed up in a monkey suit, too.
Haven't you ever been in a place where they had a uniformed doorman before?
Yeah, but we boys used to call him a warden. Hey, honey, what you dragging me in this Tony dive for, anyway?
Hush your face. I got a surprise for you, and that's all I'm going to tell you. Get in the elevator. It's one of those run-it-yourself kind.
Hey, look here. A guy can't run this thing without a blueprint. The switchboard looks like an organ. What floor do we want, anyway?
18th.
Gee, me without a parachute. Well, here goes.
Don't you think this is an awful snooty place, honey?
Yeah, but what are we doing here? That's what I want to know.
You'll find out soon enough.
Gee, we're going up fast. This must be the 18th floor already. If it ain't, I'll sue the joint for perjury on their buttons.
Come on, it's down the hall here.
What's down the hall?
The way you're going, stupid.
Listen, I've been following you around like a second assistant to a second assistant yes man. Where are we going? That's what I want to know.
Oh, gee, how many times do I have to tell you it's a secret?
I know it's a secret, but where are we going?
Stop talking and breathe a little while. You talk so much you're getting like a fish. You don't need any air anymore.
Well, then I'll weigh this matter on my scales.
Huns again. Say, the only scales you ever weighed on was a social scale, and you were way down on that. This is the apartment.
What apartment? Look here, how'd you get a key to this dump?
It's our new home. What do you think of it, Val?
Gee.
Ain't it sweet?
She looks like a Persian love nest.
Well, come on in.
Say, how?
Well, it's like this. Today, when you were out improving your mind by playing pool with those roughneck friends of yours, I took a look at that room in that crummy boarding house of ours and decided that I couldn't stand it another minute.
Yeah, it was kind of small.
Small? Say, if that room was another inch smaller, it'd be a filing cabinet. If either of us ever put on our winter underwear in that hole, there wouldn't be any room for the other. Why, do you know that the guy that lived there before us got sick and they thought it was pneumonia? But when the doctor came, he said it was only a cold, because there wasn't enough room in the place for a case of pneumonia.
Yeah, I know, but what's that all got to do with this jewel box?
Well, so I said to myself...
Yeah, just democratic, that's you. Just talk to anybody.
Never mind the wit. Anyway, I decided that we were making so much dough that we ought to have an apartment just like I always wanted. So I started out and found this and moved all our clothes over.
Yeah, you mean my safety razor and your vanity case.
Yeah. What do you think of your new home, darling?
I don't know yet. How much rent?
Well, it's kind of high.
Yeah, I suspected that, but how high?
$500 a month.
Huh?
$500 a month.
You mean $500 a month to live? Oh, gee, it ain't worth it.
Oh, gee, honey, I know it's high, but...
High? Say, a flagpole sitter on the Empire State Building. It looked like he was sitting in a gutter compared to this rent. Look here, we ain't endowing anything. We just want a place to live.
All right, we're earning $400 a week.
Yeah, I know we are.
Oh, gee, honey, think. I've always wanted an apartment just like this. And think, it's all ours alone. And there's a kitchen and a bathroom what no one else can use.
Yeah.
And there ain't no guy keeping seals under us, nor no acrobats over us. Oh, please, darling.
Okay. It'll be a nice memory when we're in the poorhouse.
Don't you think it's pretty?
Yeah, it's too swell. 2 weeks in this joint and I'll be using a dress suit for pajamas and calling myself Mister when I talk to myself.
Oh, it'll grow on you, dearie.
Yeah, so does a wart, but I ain't so keen about it. Holy Pete, what's that panther doing in here?
I bought a cat, too. You know I always wanted one. Isn't he cunning? Come here to Mama Pussy.
What, Allie, did you pick that walking muff out of?
Allie? Say, that cat's got a pedigree so long that if he could talk, he wouldn't speak to either of us.
Well, maybe a pedigree, but it looks like mange to me.
Hey, listen to me. I like this cat.
Oh, it's a cat. I thought it was a rat dressed up like Santa Claus.
Oh, Val, don't be mean to it. Look, he likes you. See, he's coming to you.
Hello, you pocket edition of a tiger.
Meow.
Huh?
Meow.
What'd you say?
Meow.
Oh, you think we're paying too darn much rent, huh? So do I. What can you do when a dame with blue eyes the size of 4-bit pizza says please?
Meow.
No, that wouldn't do any good. She's heard too many cat calls in small time to pay any attention to them. Hey, what do you call this animated feather ball anyway, Alice?
Well, nothing yet. I thought I'd let you suggest something.
Well, I could suggest plenty, but you couldn't call your cat in public. Let's call him Why.
Why? Why call him Why?
Because there's no reason for him.
Oh, that's not a good name. Let's call him Omar.
Omar, not our cat. Just eliminate him.
Oh, Val. Here you've only known our cat for a few moments, and you start making puns out of him.
Hey, let's call him Pun. It's a joke to call him a cat.
All right, let's call him Pun, then.
Hey, listen. That ain't by any chance a bird, is it?
What'd you think it was, a frog?
A cat and a canary. So you ain't got a gorilla around here, have you?
A gorilla? Of course not. Say, are you trying to pull an indoggy on me or something? A gorilla.
Well, we could put on some swell mystery plays if you just dig one up somewhere.
Don't be stupid. But don't you think Louise is swell?
Louise, are you started on that again?
No, I just decided that that's what I'd call a canary, Louise. They got the same color hair.
Listen, them's feathers on the bird.
All right, but I like Louise. And when I think of all the nasty things I said about her, I'm so ashamed. She's really a darling girl. And sing? She can sing just like my Louise.
Listen, if you change your clothes as often as you change your mind, you'd be naked all the time. When do you think that this dame Louise is...
Never mind. Come on and look at the bathroom.
What you got in there, goldfish?
No, but look.
Oh, boy. Boy, a lavender bathtub. Oh, gee, Cecil B. DeMille must have designed this thing. Gee, honey, look here. I can't take a bath in a lavender bathtub.
Why not?
I don't know. It seems kind of sissy or something.
The first thing you know, you'll think it's sissy to even take a bath. Now, come on and look at the kitchen.
I suppose the stove burns incense or something, huh?
Just look, honey. Isn't it, darling?
Hey, look, what's the radio doing in the kitchen?
That ain't no radio. That's one of those things that makes square ice.
Oh. Gee, kid, it's pretty swell for us, ain't it?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, it's going to have to be plenty for 500 smacks.
Oh, stop yipping, will you? And come and see the bedroom.
All right, but listen now. I ain't going to sleep in no lavender bed, see? Feel like I was a piece of pink candy in a box around this joint now.
What do you think of the bedroom?
Shit, looks like something out of a censored film. Hey, where's the beds?
Those are they.
Oh, you mean those things on the floor? Where's the rest of them?
There ain't no rest. They're modernistic beds.
Yeah? They look futuristic to me. So far in the future that they ain't beds at all. Hey, look here. Ain't this furniture kind of funny?
That's smart. That's modernistic, too.
Well, now listen. It ain't smart to cut a chair all up so that when you sit down, you don't know whether you're going to get located on the seat or on an angle. The guy that designed this furniture must have had the hiccups or something. Hey, look here. Who's this the statue of?
That's Diana, executed in terracotta.
Well, she ought to have enough sense to stay out of them South American countries. Hey, who is this here, Diana, anyhow?
Don't you know anything? She's the goddess of the hunt.
Well, she won't find it here.
Well, come on in the living room and sit down and tell me you aren't mad because I rented the place.
All right, I'll go, but, gee, I don't feel much at home in this joint. What's so swell? I expect an usher to come up every minute and ask me for my checks.
Now sit down and let me get your slippers.
Gee, $500. Go on, sing your darn fool. You don't have to pay for it.
Here's your slippers, darling.
Thanks.
Val?
Huh?
Will you hold me in your lap?
Sure, but now listen. Don't ask to bring any of your friends along.
Wait a second while I turn out all these lights but this floor lamp.
Oh. And then sit down kind of easy, will you? I ain't very well upholstered. Hey, pun. This lap of mine ain't no parking station.
Oh, let him stay, hon. He wants to be petted. I tell you what we'll do. You pet me and I'll pet pun.
Yeah. Well, listen, see if you can get that worm destroyer of yours to perch on my shoulder, will you? We'll have a picture taken.
Gee, darling, I'm happy.
You ought to be. Cost $500.
Oh, what's $500 when we're making $400 a week?
Oh, just a trifle. Just a trifle. Forget it. Worth $1 million to see you happy, kid.
Oh, gee, honey. This is what I've always wanted. An apartment all our own, with a cat and a canary and a fern. Say, did you see the fern?
Oh, you mean that forest over there by the window? Yeah, I seen it.
Gee.
Ain't it funny?
No, what?
Shut up, will you? Ain't luck funny. See, about a couple of weeks ago, we couldn't even find a spot in small time. We didn't eat any too often. In fact, the only thing that could have made so little food go so far would have been a giraffe. And then, an old lady Luck, she kind of takes a look around and says, well, them hoofers look like pretty good guys. Here we are in big time. 400 a week. Swell apartment.
And a cat and a canary.
Yeah, and a menagerie. Kind of makes you want to be awful thankful or something, don't it?
Gee, we've gone through a lot, darling. But you know, it's all been fun to look back on. Oh, but gee, if we ever go out on the pavement again, I'm afraid I won't be able to stand it. Gosh, if luck didn't come along when it did this time, I'm afraid I wouldn't have been just a good trooper.
Now listen, we ain't going out on no pavement again, ever.
Not unless you get sick. And you will, as sure as you live, if you don't wear your scarf.
Oh, I knew that darn scarf would come up somewhere in the conversation. But get this, even if the impossible happens, you'd be the same good little trooper all over again. You couldn't be any other way, kid.
You think I'm pretty swell, don't you, honey?
Well, I don't know exactly what I think about you. Except that, well, I know if all the angels come down from heaven, and all the dames come in from Ziegfeld's chorus, I wouldn't even open my eyes. You know why?
No, why?
Because I'd be kissing you.
Oh, darling. Shut up, pun. Never interrupt a lady when she's being kissed.